Good morning. We serve a good God. Well, about a month ago, Mark, Peter and I went on a missions trip to Sri Lanka, and it was fantastic. We caught up with Pastor Narrell and Alison Atkinson, missionaries we support in Sri Lanka, and saw some of their programs. And this morning, I'm going to run through some of the things that happened. So here's the team. You've got Mark, Peter and me at Perth Airport. And when we got to the airport, we were surprised to see a stringed quartet from the WA Symphony Orchestra performing. You know, we didn't know it at the time, but we were about to board a brand new Singapore Airlines plane. And to mark the arrival of this new plane to Perth, Singapore Airlines celebrated with a stringed quartet, and they were fantastic. And also seemed very fitting, I think, very appropriate for our occasion too, heading off on this very important missions trip. So it was just lovely sitting back in the departure lounge, listening to that music. When we got to Sri Lanka, we caught up with our missionaries, the Atkinsons. Lovely, lovely family. You've got Narrell in the back there, centre back, and Alison sitting there on the right. Alison's preached here before. And on the back, you've got Jacob on the left and Josh on the right. Their son, two of Narrell and Alison's children, their two sons. They've also got a daughter, Rebecca, who couldn't make it that day, unfortunately. She was teaching at the Help Kids Centre. And then sitting at the table, you've got Neville, who's Narrell's father. And we actually went to, I think it was the Lavinia Hotel in Mount Lavinia Hotel in Sri Lanka to celebrate Neville's 86th birthday. So that was very special that we got invited to that birthday. And the Sri Lankans have a bit of a tradition. Peter knows what's coming. The Sri Lankans have a bit of a tradition on their birthday, and that is the birthday boy or girl gets to eat a piece of the cake. They cut a piece of cake. Birthday boy or girl gets to eat that piece of cake, and then they pass it around to all the family to take a bite out of the same piece of cake. And we were the last to have a piece of the cake. So you can see I'm psyching myself up there to have a bite of that cake that I know everyone else's lips have been on. But I think they do it to increase their immune system, you know, to spread the germs. And I tell you what, since I've been back, my immune system's been pretty good. So there might be something to it. Okay. In church, just imagine going around the whole church, everyone having a piece of the same cake. Next slide, thanks. This is the Help Kids Centre, which we went and visited. This is in near Colombo, near the slums of Colombo. And this is a new building. They built it a couple of years ago with funds from churches like us supporting missions. And the Help Kids Centre has about 200 kids. Thanks, Jordan. They have about 200 kids. Aren't they beautiful? Those little kids, they're from some of the poorest areas in Sri Lanka. We drove around, Alison took us around where those kids were coming from, and they were absolute slums. But you wouldn't know it seeing those kids. They're just so beautifully dressed, clean, well presented. A lot of those kids wouldn't normally get an opportunity for an education, but the Help Kids Centre is teaching 200 kids from the slums of Colombo, and you can see Mark there talking with the kids. Next slide, thanks. The Home of Hope, another one of Narrell and Alison's programs. I have so many programs, I've got a few to get through. This is a wonderful program. They've been doing this for about 15 years, Home of Hope. It provides temporary accommodation for kids in crisis. A lot of these kids come from abused families, again, you wouldn't know it, speaking to them, they're lovely, but you speak to Narelle and Allison, they can tell you stories they've been through with these kids that on their road to recovery. But they just have so much joy. There's so much laughter and fun in the group. A real twinkle in their eyes when you speak to them. They're all Christians in the group. Just mentioning the Help Kids Centre, they don't just take Christians in, they take all kids from the community, you know, Buddhist as well. So they're shining a light in the community, Christians helping people. That's right, amen. These kids, Narelle and Allison have taken them in there. They're like their own children. Allison said it's like 24/7. They've got their own biological children, but when they come to the home of hope, these kids flock around them too. So they've got kids all the time, and they're doing such good work with these kids. They have scriptural lessons at night. The kids do chores around the home of hope, and it was just such a blessing and privilege to be with them. And again, I'm so glad we're supporting this program. Thank you. Here's a photo of the building, the Home of Hope. And we played a bit of cricket just out the front there with the kids, which is really good. And you can see Mark and Peter there. And in the background, you've got Narelle's van. He's souped up, hotted up van. He reckons this is the fastest van in Sri Lanka. And I don't doubt him, Narelle. And apparently funds from Hillsong and also Best and Less provided funding to buy that van. So things you don't know about, like Best and Less, supporting people on the missions field. Next photo. This is us inside Narelle's van. And you can see Peter there sitting in the front, and Narelle calls that the hallelujah seat that Peter's sitting in, because he said that whenever he takes people across Sri Lanka, there's always a lot of praising and praying and thanking God to get you through the journey. And Peter was certainly doing that, weren't you, Pete? And we were all doing it in the van, closing our eyes at different stages. It is chaotic. It is chaotic on the roads over there. It's so different to Australia. And we drove from, next slide, thanks. We drove from Colombo on the west coast all the way across to Bataclo on the east coast. And I reckon we were overtaking about half the way. Almost half the time we were overtaking buses and tuk-tuks and motorbikes. And the roads are narrow, but somehow they managed to squeeze three cars, you know, down these narrow roads. So you're overtaking a truck and there's a bus or something coming from the other way. So there was plenty of times we were closing our eyes and putting our faith in God. So you can see the path we went. That was about an 8 to 10 hour drive to get across from Colombo. We left at 3:30 in the morning to beat the traffic in Colombo. And just looking at the map, on the east coast, it is so different to the west coast. The west coast is more tropical, greener. The east coast a lot drier and poorer, and that's where a lot of the conflict happened. Some of you may know about the war that happened in Sri Lanka. It went for 26 years. It went from 1983 to 2009, and it was between predominantly Hindus on the east side wanting independence, but they were doing it through terrorism. They were just blowing up people. You know, buses, blowing up buses and shops and also fighting the soldiers. Narelle said that he once went on a trip across there about 10, 15 years ago and got almost to Bataclo, but there was a crossfire going on between the Tamil Tigers and the army forces, so they just had to turn around and come back again. Along the way, We had a bit of time for some tourism, and here you can see hear us on safari in one of the national parks in the back of a Jeep, and it was pretty bouncy on the back of the Jeep. Next slide, thanks. The national park was fantastic. We had a wonderful guide showing us around, saw buffalo and deer and lots of bird life. And of course, elephants. Beautiful elephants, elephants in the wild. So it's just magic. And Narl, if you go on a missions trip with Narl, it's just full on. He's an absolute dynamo. It's just go, 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 go the whole time. He's quite an incredible man. And included in all that, we went on a bullock cart. That was one of the roughest trips, actually, on the bullock cart. Not too much suspension on that one. We went to Sigiriya in central Sri Lanka. This is a 1,500-year-old palace built on top of that rock, which goes almost vertical, 200 metres off the ground. And that was quite a challenge, yeah, climbing that rock, wasn't it, Peter? That one there. You can see that's near the top of the rock. That's called the Lion's Paws at Sigiriya. Next. We went for an elephant ride, as you do. And apparently that elephant's very well looked after. That's Rani, the elephant. You can see Mark's a bit of a natural there, leading the way. Had a great time. Went canoeing down the river. Next. And of course, we did a lot of eating. Eating is so important on missions trips. If you're going to come on a missions trip, you've got to be prepared to eat. And we ate, didn't we, Pete? We ate and ate and ate. And well, we didn't seem to put on any weight. It was quite amazing. The curries were just fantastic. If you love curry, Sri Lanka's the place for you. Sri Lanka has some of the best curries in the world. And this is a typical meal with a bit of rice, curry, dried fish, and that's on a lotus leaf, that one. Next. And of course, we had time for drinks, King Coconut. King Coconut is delicious, especially on a day like that, which was, I think it was about 38 degrees. We're on the east coast of Sri Lanka near Bataclo. And amazing how cool the King Coconut is straight off the tree. It was just delicious. You'll be glad to know we did do some ministry when we were in Sri Lanka. Even though we had a lot of time for tourism, we did go for ministry. And we spent 4 days preaching, teaching, praying for four different churches on the east coast of Sri Lanka. That's me with Pastor Norbert in one of the churches in the Bataclo district. We brought a message of faith, which was an absolute privilege. Absolute privilege to talk into these people's lives with everything they've been through. Next slide. This is Stanley. This is Stanley, our interpreter. Wonderful guy. He spoke fluent English. He also spoke fluent Tamil, which is the language on the east coast of Sri Lanka, and Sinhalese, which is the language on the west coast of Sri Lanka. Before we went to Sri Lanka, Alison said that they had a great interpreter, Stanley, but they weren't sure whether he'd be available because he'd lost some of his family in the recent terrorist attack in Bataclo. On Easter Sunday this year, Islamic suicide bombers attacked 3 churches and 4 hotels in Sri Lanka. Over 250 people killed, 500 people injured. One of the churches that was blown up was Zion Church in Bataclo in East Sri Lanka. Stanley was at Zion Church on the day of the bombing. In fact, Stanley actually spoke to the suicide bomber for a couple of minutes, and he was suspicious of him. He asked one of the church staff to escort him outside the church, and outside the church, the suicide bomber waited until the kids came out of Sunday school, and then he set off the bomb, killing 32 people, injuring 82 other people. Although Stanley was inside the church, shrapnel still penetrated the church and killed his 2 nieces sitting in front of him. A piece of shrapnel also went through his son's back, went into his son's back, But miraculously, it went sideways and came out through his shoulder. It was an absolute miracle. The shrapnel went in, didn't break any bones, didn't go through his heart, and came out through his shoulder. And his son is okay today. When Stanley told me all about this, I was pretty shocked, and I told him, you know, I was sad to hear what had happened to him and his family. And I also thanked him for being our interpreter on this trip. And he just said to me, no worries. He said, it's my job. And he said he didn't want to miss this opportunity for anything. Now, Stanley is a lovely guy, and his faith in God is absolutely amazing. While in Sri Lanka, we also got involved with handing out dry rations, things like rice and flour to pastors and people in the villages. Peter here is unloading one of the trucks. Pastor Dinesh, he drove that truck all day back and forth from a place called Chenkaledi near outside of the Bataclo district. And Narrel and Alison, they have such hearts for the people of Sri Lanka. And Narrel is using funding, like what we're giving, to provide dry rations to many of the pastors. Many of the pastors are doing it tough in Sri Lanka. And Narrel has a real heart for them, and he wants to help them out. Next slide. Here's Mark handing out some dry rations to one of the pastors who came. 200 pastors came that day and their families to receive rations. And as I said, a lot of them are doing it tough. And some of them drove for 3 hours to come along to receive those rations, as well as also to hear the preaching. Next. Peter praying for kids in a special needs school. Another project they're helping in Sri Lanka. They're helping this school, providing food and supplies. These boys also work at the school. They harvest coconuts and they manage coconut plantations. But it was just really moving meeting these kids, because you don't know what would happen to kids like these if it wasn't for Christian groups and people helping like Narrel and Alison. It was an absolute privilege to provide the food and pray for them. And you can see Peter praying there. Peter had a miracle during our missions trip. Before we left Perth, Peter looked in his bag and he said, oh no, I can't find my hearing aid. And then Lee almost simultaneously texted and said, your hearing aid's at home, Peter. And so we prayed for Peter that he'd be able to hear. And during the whole missions trip, you could hear without your hearing aid. And in fact, when you got back, you haven't used your hearing aid. Is that correct? Peter's had healing in his ear by going on a missions trip. Praise God. Next slide. Another project. Handing out lights. It's called Lights for Bikes for Life. And these lights are only $5 each. But they help save lives, because many people get run over, especially on the East Coast each year in Sri Lanka, simply because the trucks, cars can't see them at night. So Narrel and Alison are handing out these lights to the kids, and the kids were just so grateful to receive these lights. More kids receiving lights at one of the schools. This is one of the Catholic schools. And again, you can see they're just so beautifully dressed kids. In the background there, you can see a soldier at the school. Every school we saw had soldiers out the front. Typically had two soldiers like this, carrying assault rifles like AK-47s. And the parents and the teachers are very happy to have the soldiers there protecting the school, protecting the kids. Just on the soldiers also, on our way across Sri Lanka and back, we had to go through army checkpoints too. They're checking for potential terrorists. NARL's also involved in handing out lights to communities. Again, it's the church getting involved, shining the light, and providing lights to these communities in Bataclo. And you can see Peter there handing a light to one of the kids. Again, the kids are so grateful to receive the lights. They're little dynamo lights. They're generated off running off the wheels, so they don't actually need batteries also, which is even better. Next slide. That's the mayor of the town standing next to Narrow, and it's just the church shining a light in the community. Many of those people are Hindus too, but they can see the church is loving on them. And Narrow says for every 100 lights he gives out, that's 100 lives saved. This is Zion Church. This is the church that got blown up in East Sri Lanka. Apparently the bomber, he went to the Catholic Church. He went there a couple of weeks before the bombing and spoke to the priest. And the priest was a bit suspicious of him because he wanted to know where the exits were, which is a pretty unusual question to ask. So on that Easter Sunday, the Catholic Church actually closed a bit earlier than normal. And the suicide bomber went there, and seeing that it was closed, he walked down the road 100 metres to a Pentecostal church, Zion Church. As I said before, 32 people were killed, 82 people were injured. Next slide. While in Bataclo, we also went along to Zion Church. We went there at night time on the invitation of Pastor Roshan, the senior pastor at Zion. And you can just see the holes in the wall there. It was just peppered with shrapnel. The bomber had hundreds, thousands of little ball bearings in his bomb. And there were holes in the ground too. The shrapnel went down, went across, went up, it went everywhere and just peppered the building. That room you can see there, that had some church workers in who were killed with the attack. There was also a girl there who had her eyes badly damaged and she's lost her sight. They're hopeful that part of her eye is going to be, they can restore, the doctors are hopeful they can restore part of her eye. We're praying for total restoration in this young girl's eyes. She's also lost her parents, and Pastor Roshan said that she was calling out for her parents too. People have been paralyzed from the attack, so we're praying for healing in those people, that they can walk again. That's approximately where the bomber was standing. He waited, as I said before, he waited till Sunday school finished. The kids came out from the left side and then he set off the bomb. Before the kids came out of Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher, being Easter Sunday, was teaching them about Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, talking about the love of Christ, that Jesus gave his life so that we might be saved. And the teacher asked the kids, who here would give your life for Christ? And they all put their hands up. And about 10 minutes later, a lot of them did give their lives for Christ. Next. This is Pastor Roshan. He's a senior pastor at Zion Church. He took us around Zion Church and told us all the stories I've just said. He's an amazing man. He forgives the bomber and the people responsible. He's an incredibly compassionate man and loves the people of Zion Church. He calls them his children. He said he's baptized them, he's married them, and now he's had to bury so many of them. He's also a very strong man, and he is still making decisions to help Zion Church and all the people involved. He told us about how they're helping them with food supplies, accommodation, medical help. They are looking after the families that have been affected. In this tragic time, Pastor Roshan is continuing to put his faith in God and help his children, his congregation. He is a man of great faith, and he is the right man for this crisis. Now, Pastor Roshan and his family have also been targeted by the terrorists, been threatened, and Pastor Roshan and his family are under 24-hour army protection. But he's not going to turn away. He's not going to turn away from his children. He's going to keep helping them. And the last two slides. These two photos were sent to me by Alison about a week after we got back from Sri Lanka. And they show the kids back in church, in Bataclo, back in Zion Church, praising God. You know, these photos are just so encouraging. It's just so good to see those happy faces there. They've been through so much. Many of these kids would have lost family and friends through the bombing, but they are back at church praising God. That is so encouraging. Amen. Well, we had a wonderful missions trip. It was quite a moving missions trip, Peter. It's had a big effect on all of us. And it was great. It was great to catch up with our missionaries, Pastor Narrell and Alison Atkinson, and all the team. They have a big team. At the Help Kids Centre, I didn't mention, but in the morning they have the preschool kids, and then in the afternoon they have the high school kids. So some of the teachers there are there for 10 hours. They're there from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. They're giving a lot. I'm so glad we're supporting these guys. These guys do so much good work. They're making a difference in Sri Lanka. The Help Kids Centre is wonderful. It's providing schooling for 200 underprivileged kids. These kids from the slums, they wouldn't normally get the opportunity for an education. The Home of Hope is great. It's providing a safe home and a future for kids from troubled backgrounds. The kids we met were great. Those kids had a lot of joy, and their lives are getting back on track. And the work that Narrell and Alison are doing in the East is amazing. Narrell and Alison have a heart for the people of East Sri Lanka. They're helping the pastors, leading the community projects, providing food, lights for bikes. Narrell, as I said, Narrell said for every 100 lights they hand out, he'd often say this, that's 100 lives saved. And when we gave out those lights, those kids were just so grateful. Mark, who's not here, said the way they reacted, it was like you're giving them a brand new car. They were just so happy to receive those $5 lights. You know, what also impressed me about this trip, this mission trip, was the faith of the people we met. People like Stanley, our interpreter, and Pastor Roshan. Stanley is showing amazing faith. Stanley's family were hit hard by the terrorists. As I said, two of his nieces were killed right in front of his eyes. Can you imagine that? Losing two nieces right in front of your eyes. His son standing next to him was hit by shrapnel, but miraculously wasn't killed. But Stanley is just continuing to work as an interpreter and help the church in East Sri Lanka. He's just continuing to get on with the job. Pastor Roshan and his family have also faced great trials through the bombing of the church, Zion Church. 32 people killed, 82 people injured. Now, their grief is great. A lot of people have been hurt. A lot of people are still hurting. But Pastor Roshan and his family aren't stepping back. Pastor Roshan is still continuing on in these difficult and tragic circumstances. He's continuing to lead Zion Church. He has so much compassion for his congregation. He calls them his children. He's continuing to care for them and make decisions for them. Stanley and Pastor Roshan are great examples of men with faith. Now, they've been hit hard, but they haven't caved in. They're just getting on with the job of serving God and helping people. Hebrews 12:12 says, "Therefore strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed." Troubles come in life, and you also need to be mindful how you respond to those troubles. During the bad times, if you strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees and put your faith in God, you can encourage people around you to increase their faith. And we were greatly encouraged by these people we met in Sri Lanka. Conversely, during the bad times, if you cave in and turn away from God, you can adversely affect the faith of people around you. You need to be aware of that. The way you react can affect the faith of people around you. You know, during our missions trip in Sri Lanka, we met some people of strong faith. The Sri Lankan people have been through so much. As I said before, they've been through a 26-year civil war between 1983 and 2009. That's a long time to be in a war. Killed over 100,000 people. Stanley said that during the civil war, he'd seen people blown up by terrorists. He said that when he was younger, the Tamil Tigers blew up one of the shops near where he lived. He said there were bodies and body parts over the street. You know, Stanley has seen terrorism before. On the 26th of December 2004, Sri Lanka was also hit by a massive tsunami, which killed over 35,000 people. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced. There was a lot of grief. And now just recently, the terrorist attack on Christians and tourists, which killed 250 people and injured 500 people. Absolutely devastating. There's been so much pain and hurt in Sri Lanka. But even after these recent attacks and losses of life, people like Stanley and Pastor Rashan are continuing to put their faith and help people, faith in Christ and help people. Why? Because they believe in God. They believe that God is good. They believe that God is loving. They believe that He is the one true God, and they are going to serve Him no matter what. Hallelujah. Troubles come in life. If you live long enough, you're going to see troubles. But during the bad times, continue to pray, continue to praise, continue to read the Word, continue to help others, and serve God. During the bad times, continue to put your faith in God, and He will bless you for it. And by putting your faith in God during the bad times, you might just also encourage the people around you, your family, your friends, your work colleagues. By continuing to put your faith in God during the bad times, people will see that your faith is real. Let's have faith in God, like those people we met in Sri Lanka, an unshakable faith that's committed to Him no matter what is going around us. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we give You all the praise and glory, Lord. You are so good. You are a wonderful, wonderful God. Lord, we thank You for Pastor Narrow and Allison and all the team in Sri Lanka. We thank You for their hearts. We thank You for what they're doing. Lord, I just pray protection over them. I pray You bless them. I pray for the wonderful Help Kids Centre. That's so good. They just filled us with so much joy seeing those kids being helped there, being given an education. Lord, I pray for the workers. I pray for the workers there. Thank You for them, for sacrificing their time and helping out there. Lord, I just pray for more workers to come in. I pray for finances. I pray for finances to come in to help these worthy causes. Lord, I thank You for Stanley and Pastor Roshan. Lord, and I thank You for their faith and Lord, I just pray protection over their families too. Pray protection over them. Pray blessings and finances. Pray for them to be supported. Lord, I pray for all the families who have been hurt by the terrorist attacks. Pray for that little girl. Pray for that little girl who's lost her eyesight. I pray for total healing in her eyes. I pray that she is able to see again. Lord, I pray for the people who have been paralyzed in those terrorist attacks. I pray that they walk again. They have to have full movement again. Lord, I just pray for healing in all the people who have been injured in the terrorist attacks. And Lord, I just pray for people here today. I pray for the congregation here today. And Lord, I know we all go through different troubles at different times. I just pray for anyone here who's going through troubles and tough circumstances. I just pray for a breakthrough in your life. I pray that you seek God through prayer, through praise, through serving Him. I pray you keep your eyes on Him. I pray you don't take your eyes off Him. I pray that you're encouraged. I pray that you're encouraged by what you've heard about these people, what they've gone through in Sri Lanka and the faith they've shown under terrible circumstances. I pray that you have that kind of faith, that kind of faith that just wants to serve God and come back to God and be committed to Him. He'll bless you for it. He'll bless you for it. And through it, you'll also be a witness to your family, your friends, and your work colleagues around you, that your faith is real. Our God is real. He is the one true God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our Healer. And we give you all the glory, Lord. We thank you for this time. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.